Everybody happy to be here? Good to see all the visitors as well. Let's stand and sing that song, As the Deer Panteth for the Water. And as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. And you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are my king. And I love you more than any other, so much more than any. You alone. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship. Amen, amen.
Praise God, amen.
Sing a song, Here I Am to Worship, amen. Light of the world, you step out into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you.
I'll never know, and I'll never know. more time. And Jesus, worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us. The Son of God and man, you are high and lifted up. And all the world will praise your great name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We do have one announcement this morning. Just a reminder that we will be having Wednesday night service this coming week. Wednesday night, 7 p.m. normal time. Amen? Is your mind clear? We do have one prayer request this morning from our sister, from a sister, Angie Brown. I believe she's from Louisiana. She has an unspoken prayer request she'd like to make known. I'm sure we'll all have unspoken prayer requests like to make known to the Lord by an upraised hand. Ask our brother Simon if he'd lead us in a word of prayer, also tithes in the offerings.
Bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, we Lord, once again we've gathered, God, Lord, to hear the word of God, Lord Jesus, Lord. And Lord, I love that how that song said, the enemy must leave, God, Lord, and Lord Jesus, Lord. And Lord, once he's gone, Lord, may the thoughts be about you, God, Lord. And may every thought, Lord, abound in the things, Lord, the word of God, Lord, and the message of this hour, God, Lord. Let everything be. May let us think on things that are good and true, Lord God, and Lord, that are edifying to the body, God. And Lord Jesus, Lord, we will not lose one, God, Lord, in our mind, God, Lord, that we can, Lord, surely we can't add anything to our own selves, God, but Lord, we're counting on you, God, Lord, if we can just meditate and concentrate on the word of God, Lord, this morning, Lord Jesus, Lord, that you will be birthed, the Lord, in us, God, Lord. We just love you, Lord. Bless all those that push their way out, God, Lord. Just have your way this morning, God, in this service, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, Lord, to get all the starchiness out of us, God, Lord. Lord, to lift our voices on high, God, Lord. Lord, whatever it takes, God, Lord, to bring you down, God, may we just press that way, God, Lord. Not feel ashamed, God, Lord. And Lord Jesus, what the person next to us thinks, or in the front or the back, God. But Lord, if we would just let all, Lord, the people in the natural, God, go get drunk, God, Lord. And Lord, they'd lose all inhibition, God, Lord. And Lord Jesus, God, help us, Lord, to get in the spirit, God, Lord. And Lord, just may you just take over, God. Take full control, God, Lord. And Lord, just worship with all of our heart, Lord. If we are a type of David, God, may we worship, Lord, God, Lord. Lord, in the way that our fathers call heresy, God, Lord. We just love you, Lord. Lord, bless the tithes and offerings, God. And Lord, be with our sister Angie Brown, God, Lord. And we just love you today, God, for any prayer requests, Lord, unspoken or spoken, God, Lord. I can't remember, Lord. But Lord, you know all things, God. Have your perfect way there, Lord. Be with our brothers. He brings us word, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. I trust all have expectation this morning, amen. And let's sing a song. It's manifesting time. The fruits are on the vine, amen.
The voice of my beloved, behold, he quickly comes, sweeping over the mountains, over the hills he runs. I long to hear his voice, I long to hear him say, arise, my love, my fair one, come away. Oh, it's manifesting time, the fruits are on the vine, and the lovely one is coming in plain view.
seated. We do have one song special this morning for Sister Winnie.
Help us. Thank you, Lord, for being so good to me. Thank you, Jesus, for shedding blood for me. I'm so glad you changed me from what I used to be. I cannot go nowhere but to you, my Lord. Thank you, Lord, for cleansing me from every sin. Thank you, Lord, for filling me with Holy Spirit. I'm so glad you chased me to be your bride. I don't want to serve Satan, but you, my Lord. Thank you, Lord, for teaching me from right and wrong. Thank you, Lord, for open my eyes to see. I'm so glad you love me and chasten me. I want to love you, Lord, with all my heart. I love you, love you, love you with all my heart. I love you, love you. Think no evil thought. Thank you, Lord, for being so great to me. I love you, Jesus, with all I am. Thank you, Lord, for being my personal saving God. I want to seek you with all my heart. Seek you, love you, that's what I want to do. May Lord God manifest in my life. I seek you, seek you, seek you with all my heart. I seek you, both day and night. Be with you always is all my heart desire. Thank you, Lord God, for being real to me. Thank you, Lord God, for touching me. Thank you, Lord God, for loving and saving me.
Amen, amen. Amen. Let's sing that song, Give Me Oil in My Lamp, Keep Me Burning. Amen.
And give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. And give me oil in my lamp, I pray. And give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of. Give me oil. Yeah.
As our pastor comes, let's sing that song, "I Will Enter His Gates with Thanksgiving in My Heart." Amen.
And I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. And I will enter His courts with praise. And I will say, "This is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice for He has made me." I will enter. And I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. And I will enter His courts with praise. And I will say, "This is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. Oh, He has made me glad.
You happy to be in the house of God this morning? Praise God. How many enjoyed the word last night? Praise God. Wonderful time in the Lord. How many are in expectation for this morning? Amen. I pray that you believe God will speak to you this morning. Amen. And we're certainly excited to have Brother Brooks in here. He's kind of our father of the faith here. We all, for the most part, have come one form or way or another through him. And by the grace of God, we just thank God for allowing him to be here this morning. And, you know, he sacrifices a lot of his time to go out and go where God wants him to go. And God wanted him to be here. So we thank God for that. God gave us a place on the calendar. Amen. But anyway, by the grace of God this morning, maybe we'll sing another song. And then we'll just get right into things here. It's good to see all that we're able to make it out to the house of God. Aren't you glad that you're gathered under the name of Jesus Christ? Praise God. We're not under a false conception of we're gathered in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, but we know the name, amen. We have that God, amen. Now just remember, you've probably heard me say it as well, but when you ain't worshiping, you ain't making God feel very welcome, are you? So we want to make God as welcome as we can possibly make him. Amen? And it's not just some sort of an emotional show, but you just want to let God be God and let him know that he's your God. Amen? I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. It's not just a song, that's the word of God. Amen? Something inside of you when you say that, I got some thanksgiving today. Amen. Those aren't songs, church. That's your life song to God. Amen. We're going to sing another song, and then we'll get Brother Brooks out here by the grace of God. Let's sing that song, Higher Ground, if we could. Feel like you're on higher ground? Praise God. I'm pressing on the upward way. Heights I'm gaining every day, still praying, and I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland. A higher plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher. Oh. Amen. I pray you're feeling you're on higher ground this morning. Now, we just talked about last night, Brother Brooks preached on what? The thought. Did you just have the thought, Lord, lift me up? Because you're bringing forth the spoken word, amen? Amen. If it's more than a song, you just sung, God, lift me up, Lord. Let me stand, Lord. Praise God. I can't do it. But what? If I have the mind of Christ, all things are possible. Oh, praise God. I can't help it. I'm feeling a little Pentecostal this morning. Amen. We're not Pentecostal. Oh, my experience is. Praise God. Pentecost was what? The day it was the Jubilee. It was the day you can go free, church. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Amen. I just can't help but smile. Make sure I sing that little kid song. It's a bubbling. It's a bubbling. Amen. But yet, by the grace of God, we're just going to invite Brother Brooks out. And we'll sing another song by His grace. And then we'll just allow God to have His way this morning. Amen. Good to see all able to make it out. Good to see Sister Clara standing this morning. Praise God. Amen. Let's sing that song, I'm One of Them, brother. Can you bring that up for us? Let's just keep on letting them thoughts speak, right? I'm one of them. Could you imagine if we had a church who knew who she was? Hallelujah. I'm one of them. We all said, I'm one of them. Wouldn't that make the Holy Ghost just want to be here even more? They were all in one place and one accord.
There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame. The bell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean, it is burning now within my heart. All glory to His name. And I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Hallelujah, I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Yeah, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. One of them. Hallelujah. One of them. Oh, glory.
one of them. I'm so glad. Hallelujah, one of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Say it again, one of them. God is good to us. Amen. Amen. Glad to see my daughter and son-in-law by the grace of God. Glad to see you all by grace of God. Amen. We're surely one of them. We're just going to sing two songs and we'll get right into the Word of God. But this is a little song I think the children might like, and you may have heard me sing that. Whose side are you standing on? Amen. We're going to sing that, and then we'll get sing a little portion of Yes, Jesus Loves Me. We get right into the Word of God. Whose side are you standing on? I'm standing on the Lord's side. Whose side are you standing on? I'm standing on. Woo! Whose side are you standing on? Standing on. I said, whose side are you standing on? Oh, I stand. Standing on the Lord. I stand. Oh, whose side are you walking on? I'm walking on the law. Oh, whose side are you walking on? I said, whose side are you walking on? Woo! Oh, whose side are you walking on? I walk. I said, whose side are you jumping on? I'm jumping on. Woo! Oh, whose side are you jumping on? I said, whose side are you jumping on? I said, whose side are you jumping? Woo! Jumping. I jump. I jump. Oh, whose side are you running on? I said, whose side are you running on? Woo! Whose side are you running on? I said, whose side are you running on? I run. I said, whose side are you living on? Woo! I said, whose side are you living on? Hey! Whose side are you living on? I said, whose side are you living on? I live. Woo! Live. Oh, live. Hey! Oh, I live. Amen. Hallelujah. You can really get carried away with that one. Amen. Jesus loves me, this I know. am so glad about it. Yes, Jesus
loves me.
He's my all in all. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Sing that chorus once again. Oh, yes. I'm so glad about it. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, hallelujah, yes. I'm so glad about it. The I believe the Lord Jesus liked that song. Let's sing it again. Yes. Don't you feel His presence here this morning? Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so thankful, Father God, that You love me this morning. Oh, yes. Thank You, Jesus. I don't know what I'd do without You, Lord. The Bible tells me so. You know how to hum that one? Oh, how sweet it is, Lord. Comfort a baby. You love the Lord? Woo. As we stand, we'll go right into the Word of God. We're going to try our best not to be long here this morning. We're going to go to Genesis 17. I wanted to minister a message this morning, worship under the seventh seal, but God redirected me this morning, so we'll just do what He would have us to do. Amen. We just want to be obedient by the grace of God. Amen. It's been a while since I've seen my daughter and son-in-law. I'm feeling a little funny, you know. But it's a good funny. Amen. They both look well. We thank God for that. Genesis 17 and 1. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, think about it, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Jude, we go to Jude. It's right before Revelation. Jude, the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. One more scripture. Philippians 3. Philippians 3 and 3. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Let let us bow in a word of prayer. Father God, we come before you, Lord, as humbly as we know how, and we thank you for your amazing grace. Lord, truly you've been better to us, hallelujah, to us than we've been to ourselves. And Lord, what can we say? We just want to move completely out of your way. Lord, that the gift that you've allowed us to have would minister to the people here this morning. Break every yoke, destroy every chain of the enemy, Lord. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. First of all, we realize that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but the Bible said we wrestle against spiritual wickedness in high places. Is that all right? Amen. So I believe by the grace of God, we are here in a time that we understand under the seventh seal that the only people that will make heaven will be perfect. There will not be, by the grace of God, anybody or anything that is imperfect in heaven. We were discussing with the brothers on yesterday how that we ourselves, if you're a true Christian, you know that you're worthy of hell. Hello, somebody. There is not a true Christian that knows that they are living by the grace of God and that their salvation depends upon the grace of God. There is not one individual in here that is perfect of himself or herself. Our perfection, amen, comes through Christ Jesus alone. Y'all hear what I'm saying? And the only way that God, or the only reason why God will not destroy you and I, is only because we are accepted in the Beloved. There is only one man, and that was Christ Jesus, who met all the criterias of God. The Bible said all had sinned and come short of the glory of God. The only man who was perfect was Jesus Christ himself. Our perfection comes by way of him. Let me say it like this. Did you know that the rapture is a gift? You say, well, Brother Brooks, how could that be a gift? I'll show you. The Bible says, if this same spirit that was in Christ Jesus, if it's in you, as it quickened your body, it will also quicken. As it quickened his body, it would also quicken your mighty body. Now, what spirit is that? It is the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is a gift. And so, therefore, if the Holy Ghost is the rapture, isn't it the rapture? Jesus said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Hallelujah. So he is the resurrection. And if you got the Holy Ghost in you, you have the resurrection. And therefore, it is a gift from God. Hallelujah. You see, many people think that the rapture depends on their works. The rapture does not depend upon your works. See, because you must realize that you were not only chosen before the foundation of the world. Your name was put on the Lamb Book of Life before the foundation of the world. You were sealed by the Holy Ghost before the foundation of the world. You said, Brother Brooks, that can't be true. Every believer falls right into the same category Jeremiah did. God said to Jeremiah, I knew you before you were even formed in your mother's womb. I called you. I sanctified you. Hallelujah. And I called you to be a prophet. You say, oh, Brother Bruce, I am not a prophet, but the bride of Jesus Christ is a prophetess. Hallelujah. Because John said unto her, eat the book, because thou must prophesy again. Hallelujah. So therefore, we become the living word for our day. Not only living the prophecy, but preaching the prophecy. Is that all right? Because the Bible said the true testimony of Jesus Christ is prophecy. Did y'all know that? That God prophesied, amen, that Jesus would come. And Jesus became the living prophecy. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Amen. So God prophesied about the bride. And the bride becomes the living prophecy. And therefore, that's why Paul said we are living epistles, written and read of all men. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is that all right? Now, I want to say these things. I want to work with something here this morning with which is a little different than what I worked with last night. We want to work with the inner man. We want to work with the inner man because that's the hour we're living in. You know, signs and wonders and miracles are all good. But that's not what God is emphasizing right now. God is emphasizing character. Y'all hear what I'm saying? God is emphasizing character. Because without character, power, without character is satanic. That means you can have power without character. Hello, somebody. Now you say, explain that to me. The Bible said that Jesus said, there'll be many come in that day saying, Lord, Lord, have we not cast out devils in your name? Have we not done miracles in your name? And the Bible said that Jesus was saying to them, depart from you, I never knew you. Now, that word, knew you, it's a deep word. It means you were not part of my thoughts. Hello, somebody. Because, amen, God knows his thoughts. And if God say he didn't know you, he means you were not intimate with me from the beginning. Hallelujah! So therefore, I don't know you. Why? Because there is not one true believer that will ever approach God and say unto the Lord, Lord, have we not done great things in your name? A true believer knows he cannot do one thing. Amen. Hallelujah! Jesus said, he said, I can't do nothing except I see the Father do it. Hallelujah! And so a real believer knows he does nothing, but it's that God that does it all. Hallelujah. Is that all right? Let us turn to Ephesians 3:16, please. You love the Lord? Amen. We're looking at this thing because I want you to know there is a nature under the seventh seal that was released. All right? Because you've got to realize that Jesus Christ is the nature of God. Hey, somebody, let me say that again. Jesus Christ is the nature of God. And that was the thing that Laodicea shut out. He knocked on, in the Revelation, the third chapter, Jesus Christ is knocking at the door. Right? Amen. He's knocking at your heart's door. See, it's not good enough to call yourself a Christian. You can't be a Christian until you're Christ-like. And you can't be Christ-like without the nature of Christ. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So it was the very nature. They received the gifts. It would be like Rebecca receiving the gifts of Isaac. But when she came to Isaac, she would refuse him. See, she refused the person. If she refused the person of Isaac, she refused the nature of Isaac. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. And so that's what Laodicea did. That's what made her what she is, because she refused his nature. And then when she refused his nature, then God said, I will allow every unclean and hateful bird. You see, because something is going to occupy you. Your temple is a place or a place of indwelling. If you don't allow God to indwell you, something else will. Is that all right? Let me say that again. If you don't allow God to indwell you, something else will. Because you are a house. Have you ever seen an old house, abandoned house? Normally when the house is abandoned, all kinds of critters come in to occupy it. Hallelujah! And you are a temple, you are a house. And if God is not living in there to be the pest controller, hallelujah, the pest will control your house. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3:16. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Now, that's what you got to realize. You are composed of body, soul, and spirit. Is that right? And Paul is saying here that God, this whole message is not about your natural man. Your natural man is condemned. It is to die. And I don't care how much Holy Ghost you got in you, you're going to get old if the rapture don't take place. But in the inner man, you are growing into Christ. You are being renewed every day, every morning, refreshed by the grace of God. There is a work going on the inside of you that you must take note to. Because realize now the fruits of the Spirit can be mimicked. Hallelujah. You can be kind. You can be nice. You can be generous. You can be so sweet. There's a lot of nice, kind, sweet, generous people that are in hell. Y'all hear what I'm saying? That's why God told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Because you came into this world, amen, with a fallen nature. Can I say it like this? You came into this world with an animalistic nature. That's why we do animalistic things, right? You don't have to teach a child how to lie. You don't have to teach a child how to steal. Y'all hear what I'm saying? They know how to do that before you tell them, right? It's like stealing a cookie out of a jar. Right? It's actually hiding something behind the back and says, I don't have nothing. A child can so easily do that, and you didn't have to train them to do that. The nature that's within them shows them how to do it. Y'all understand what I'm saying? And so therefore God says, but you can't get in heaven that way. No, I know this is simple, but it's basic. But it's something that we must realize what we're working with. Because there are about, let's say, like this is almost about 360,000 people dying per day or per second, however you want to put it. Because there's a lot of people dying, yet there's a lot of people being born. There's a lot of people that are missing this, what we're talking about. Now, let me move on by the grace of God. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able, this is where I'm at, to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, he just told you that by the grace of God, this thing that God wants to give to you passes all knowledge. You can't read about this. Because it's revealed. It is something that takes place on the inside of you. The reading can give you direction on which way to go. But it can't give you the experience. Can anybody describe the Holy Ghost to me? There are no words in the English language that can completely describe the Holy Ghost. You can say he's joy. You can say he's love. You can say he's, you know, blissfulness, and you can go all, you know, but it still don't capture. Because the Holy Ghost is not something physical. It's spiritual. And it passes your knowledge how that God, of the whole universe and all creation, can dwell in a speck of sand. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm trying to get here. So, he says, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that it might be filled, ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask. And like I said yesterday, if you're not getting from God what you desire from God, it's not God's fault. You know what it is? You've got to bring your thoughts down. You've got to bring your thoughts under obedience. You've got to come to a place where God's word is God. See, a lot of times people don't want to see this Bible as being God's word. And the Bible said it is his word. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God, still is. So the word is God. You know what God means? You bow to it. A God is not, can't be a God unless it's worshipped. You must learn to worship the word. Oh. It must be preeminent. It must be first. It must be above your thoughts, your thinking, your ways. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm coming to something here. You see, the inner man, which is Christ or God being formed in you. Did y'all know that? Paul said Christ being formed in you. Growing into this maturity. Amen. Y'all, how many, I used to love to play marbles when I was a boy. Some of y'all don't know what that is. But marbles is those little round pieces of glass, amen, all kinds of colors. You had the bomb, you had the little peewee and all of that, you know what I mean? Oh, my, we used to play a lot of marbles, amen, and have a good time. That's what boys used to do. Anyway, we used to have a great time. Oh, and I love marbles, but I don't never desire to play it anymore. Why? Because I'm matured. There's better things to do than marbles. Right? And that's how it is with a Christian. Come on, somebody. Oh, Lord, help us, God. You and I must understand maturity brings a change. Did y'all know that? Maturing brings a transformation. You say, well, let me show it to you in nature. Amen. You take the small tadpole, right? He looks like a little fish, right? Amen. He looks like a little fish and he swims around. But as he matures, amen, his tail drops off, his legs drops off, and all of a sudden he's looking a lot different. He hops out of the little pond that he's in and now he's a frog. There is no way that frog would say, let me go back and live in this pond forever. Like I used to. Huh? Because now the frog has the ability to go from one world to the next. He has the ability, amen, to travel from earth back to the pond, from the pond back to the earth. That's how it is with a mature son and daughter of God. When we mature, as we mature, we have the ability to travel to heaven, back from heaven to earth. Oh, glory to God. There's got to be a change. This change of maturing in the inner man will reflect, amen, through the natural man. This nature change. Come on, somebody. Maybe you was a wolf, but I tell you what, if that nature has ever changed into a lamb, it has a different name. It has a different. You might look like a wolf, but you'll never growl like one. Oh, come on, somebody. Understand, I was saying the nature that was released under the seventh seal was the lamb's nature. Come on, somebody. Because he's the Alpha and the Omega. Is that right? And the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. And John said, I saw a lamb as it had been slain from the foundation of the world. He said, I turned to see this lamb, and I saw a lion, the lion of the tribe of Judah. Come on, somebody. The same lion that actually anointed the Ephesus age. Hallelujah! Amen. We realize that lion, amen, was just a lamb. Come on, somebody. Is that right? And that lamb, amen, is the one who conquers. Y'all know I preached that one time. I think I preached it here, the mighty, the mighty lamb, amen. Amen, how it took a lamb to slay a dragon. Amen. So you and I realize by the grace of God that we're now in a position, you and I. The world knows nothing about this secret. Right? Because they rejected Jesus. So the whole world has been plunged into darkness. Paul talks about Jesus. He said, now there are many Jesuses. And every denomination have their Jesus. Every denomination has their idea of who Jesus is. But God interprets his own word. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. It doesn't matter what people claim, what their banner is, what their flag is. There's only a few people who really know who Jesus is. You say, well, Brother Brooks, why would you say that? Because when Jesus came to Bethlehem, or when he came to Nazareth and all of those times in his time, only a few people in that day knew who he was. Even though the world was populated, there was only a few people who knew who he was. There was 12 disciples who knew who he was. Hallelujah. Come on, if you want to say 11. Listen, there was just only a few people who knew who he was. As it was yesterday, so it is today. Come on, somebody. Listen, the Bible tells us that when Jesus was born, you talk about Christmas, when Jesus was born, the Bible tells us that the churches didn't even know what was going on. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Amen. The churches didn't know. Hallelujah. What was going on? So is it today. Jesus is now in a manger once again being born, and the world don't even know what's going on. But like the song say, the wise man still seeks him. You love God? Amen. So let's move on by the grace of God. So we realize, amen, that he is able to do exceedingly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in heaven. No. According to the power that worketh in us. Is that all right? Amen. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Don't you love that? Amen. World without end. Like we said last night, once you come into Christ, you're no longer earthbound. Oh, I don't think we get what I'm saying. When you come into Christ, you have the potential of walking on water. Oh, y'all think I'm crazy now. Hallelujah. I know the experience through church, how that we prayed that the storm would stop and the storm stopped. Hallelujah. Amen. What is it? It's not you and me or you. It's God in us. That in a man. You say, well, Brother Brooks, how am I going to be perfect? That word means blameless. Faultless. You know, not one of us, amen, is blameless or faultless within ourselves. But the Bible said he became our sin that we might become the righteousness of God. Is that all right? Let's turn by the grace of God, amen, right now to Romans 8. Now, I'm going to take this, since this is the speed we're going, that's the speed we're going to do. You know, I'm not getting any younger, you know. Amen. So, you know, we've got to work with what we got. So we're coming, amen, to Romans, the 8th chapter. Right? Romans 8. And we're going to read by the grace of God. Romans 8. 8 and 9. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But Brother Brooks, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You cannot be a Christian without the Holy Ghost. Not a real one. You're potentially one, but when God gives you the Holy Ghost, he puts his seal of approval in your life. Now, you say, well, Brother Bruce, I'm in the flesh. Well, you know, this is it. You know how I'm going to please God. Amen? But ye are not in the flesh. Here's the answer. He gives you the statement, then he gives you the answer. But ye are not in the flesh, But in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if you got the Holy Ghost, there is no way you can be in the flesh. But Brother Bush, I made a mistake. You did not. Because God is perfect, and the Bible said, if that seed be in you, it cannot sin. I'm telling you something. You can't be a sinner saint. You can't be justified and unjustified. You either save or you're not. You either righteous or you're not. You either holy or you're not. You either perfect or you're not. And our perfection does not come by our ability to do right or wrong. Come on, somebody. I say it again. Our perfection is not in our ability to do right or wrong. Our perfection is in Christ Jesus. Look what he says now. That's what Paul could easily say. It's not I that sin. Hallelujah. Why? Because realize, amen, sin is unbelief. And once the believer has been sealed with the Holy Ghost, he could never disbelieve because the Holy Ghost is his word. Oh. See, and we falter. That's why immediately when we falter, we confess. Oh, I heard that scripture. The scripture said, well, if you say that you have no sin, you are a liar. Yeah, if you say that you have no sin, you are a liar. Hallelujah. But the Holy Ghost can't sin. Hallelujah. You either one with the flesh or you one with him. Hallelujah. And I think I'll ride the power of God this morning. Amen. Why? Because I am in Christ and my life is hid within him. Therefore, there's now no condemnation to those who walk after the flesh. Walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. See, that's why the devil whips us. We always judging ourselves. Why? When you have already been judged. Hello, somebody. Those of us, amen, who are sealed with the Holy Ghost, you have already passed from death unto life. You are already sealed with the Holy Ghost. You have already been judged. Hallelujah. God, listen, let me put it this way. See, a lot of times because we don't understand the soul. But let me put it this way. Don't you know when the Holy Ghost comes, he cannot come onto you until he's burned all the demons away from your soul? I didn't say your flesh. I said your soul. Hallelujah. You say, well, what do you mean, Brother Brooks? Amen. In the message, amen, Future Home, he talks about how, amen, the fire of God must burn this world up. Amen. Come down and burn everything up, all the demons. See, the Holy Ghost ain't in your spirit. The Holy Ghost in your soul. That soul operates your spirit, and that spirit operates your flesh. Come on, somebody. Amen. So when the Holy Ghost is in your soul, it seals every demon out. You falter, amen, because of maybe in your little flesh and your flesh, and immediately you say, because your soul is perfect, in Christ you say, Lord, forgive me. Amen. For allowing that demon to affect my spirit and my flesh. Amen. Come on, somebody, it's the truth anyhow. Because you got to realize you can't be perfect and unperfect at the same time. And you got to receive the end of your salvation, the Bible says. Well, Brother Brooks, I'm trying to get there. I'm going to get there. No, I'm already there. Hallelujah. Did not I say yesterday, Abraham, see, called those things that be not as though they were? And if I say I'm perfect by the blood of Jesus Christ, I've got a high priest. Hallelujah. That's going to make it come to pass. Hallelujah. Is that all right? Listen. The Word of God tells us, so then that they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Oh, is that all right? Now you say, well, what do you mean, Brother Bruce? That's why I say a lot of people say, oh, you know, I got to make the rapture. Get the Holy Ghost. Amen. Get sealed by the Holy Ghost, and the rapture will take care of itself. Amen. Oh, come on, somebody. Yeah. Now look at this thing. Let's move on by the grace of God. Because you must realize, how do you know you have the Holy Ghost? I'll tell you why, how you can know. One good example is that when the meanest, most wickedest person that have done something wrong against you, you can hug them in love. Amen. Huh? Come on, somebody. I feel like shouting. Why? Because that's God. You say, ain't no way, Brother Brooks, I can't do that. Yes, you can if you got the Holy Ghost. You just got to move your thoughts out the way. Y'all hear what I'm saying? You got to move your thoughts out of the way. You say, well, what do you mean? Jesus had to do it. I didn't bring this out last night, but he himself as a man, he had to say, Father, I would that this cup pass from me. I know what the scripture says I must do. And I wish it would pass from me. Will it, Lord? But nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. What did he do? He was a lamb. So he humbled himself under the hand of the shepherd. Oh, y'all don't like this. I know y'all don't like this because people don't like to confess and people don't like to say forgive me and people don't like to really humble themselves so they ain't nothing. You ain't nothing without God. Huh? Listen, I look at this thing and it blows. I don't want to use that term, but it really shakes me sometimes when I see how Jesus all whooped and beat. They done beat him already. Hallelujah. Amen. And, you know, and he knows all of this. Now, he knows all. Excuse me. Let me back it up. Here, Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and here he comes along, and Judas come with all of his gang. Right? And Jesus comes and allows Judas to hug him and kiss him. If that had been us, we'd have saw Judas coming, we'd have turned our backs and act like we don't see him. Or if he would have got too close, we would have pushed him. Not today. Right? Somehow we would not have in ourselves. Come on. If you know someone has betrayed you, there's an anger. Come on, somebody. Jesus knew. Told Peter, you'll deny me 3 times. I done gave you the keys and you still going to deny me? You're going to deny me 3 times. And he says, hey, man, listen. Peter said, oh, no, Lord. He said, yes, you will. Right? So you look at this thing and here he knows the events that's going to take place and yet is still as a lamb. Because he had the nature of God. He was the nature of God. And he comes around and he allowed Judas to kiss him. And guess what? He still called him friend. And just as sure as somebody offends you, they become your enemy. Well, how many times you've offended God? Hello, somebody. I'm talking about the inner man. Let me put it this way. If you love a friend, he will always be a friend, even if he doesn't love you. Oh, y'all don't want to clap your hands, but that's all right. Amen. I'm going to say it again. If you truly love a friend, is that right? And that friend turns against you, you will still love him. Because true love is not based upon what you do for me, I'll do for you. True love is a choice. Oh, come on, somebody. True love is a choice. I say it again, true love is a choice. And you choose to either love me or hate me. Oh, my. Now, we look at this thing, and I will say it like this. When we see God working, you know why I've got to preach this? Because the squeeze is coming. The only ones that are going to make it through this is those who are sealed with the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. How many of us know that the Father God said that when this squeeze comes, you know, there'll be flesh-eating diseases and all kind of things that'll be plaguing the earth. And he said only those who are sealed with the Holy Ghost will defeat it, escape it. Hello? Only those who, you know, have the Holy Ghost will escape it. You say, well, no, that's before the rapture. It's already working. It's already happening. Right? Germ warfare and all of these things are already in the making. But you see, the Holy Ghost is God's perfect faith. Oh, my. Lord, I want perfect faith. Get the Holy Ghost and you got it. It's all right for me to move in this mode? Because I'm working with the inner man, people. Oh, I've got some few things, amen, that will bless us tonight, this morning. Let's turn to Revelation 5, please. I'm trying to pick up the speed. I'm going a little bit too slow here. But by the grace of God, I want you to realize, amen, that when it comes, amen, to the inner man is what God is looking at. I showed you, and this is something that Brother Cam and I was talking about afterwards. Lucifer, the Bible said that Lucifer thought in his heart, I will ascend. Before he could get it out of his mouth, God picked up his thought. The sin was already in his heart when God exposed it. Hallelujah. So God ain't looking at all the religion or religious stuff we're doing. You're being judged by what's in your heart. See, you can do all the right things outwardly and still be dead inwardly. Come on, somebody. See, God is looking at the heart and what's in the heart. Let me say it like this. God is willing to give you the Holy Ghost more than you want it. But don't build an illusion around yourself to say, I got it and I don't have it. You understand what I mean? Now, I'm not talking about adopting a baby right now, but I'm saying, amen, you're not looking for nothing else, and you're not living it either. Hallelujah. This thing is, put it this way. The Holy Ghost is not living morally. There's a lot of moral people who don't have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a life that causes you to live morally. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is not step one, step two, step three. This is how you do it. That's psychology. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is like sap in a tree. All you got to do is stand there and it'll do the rest for you. I'm feeling good today. Even if you don't feel good, I feel good. See, and that's why so many people have been deceived. Oh, I got the Holy Ghost, and then they find out that they didn't have it. Or some people, listen, some people got it, but because of bitterness, anger, malice, and all of these things, you are hindering the growth of it. Come on, somebody. Now, I'm going to tell you something. In just a bit, I'm going to hit home really hard here. So, listen, I'm coming to help you. I didn't come to make you feel good this morning. I came to help. And understand by the grace of God, amen, this is the only way we can help. We got to take the medicine. You said, Brother Wicks, I'm not sick. Oh. Yesterday we came in here, amen, to worship and serve the Lord, and we saw so many sad faces. And you're not sick? Hallelujah. Ain't nothing wrong with you. You know, that's funny how people do that. They'd be looking at, Their faces all broke up, and then, are you all right, brother? Yes, I'm fine. You know, yeah, come on. That's not in reality. When there's joy on the inside, your whole face expresses it. Right? You can't even help it. Have you ever smiled and laughed so much that your face hurt? That's the kind of joy God, every Christian must have. Hallelujah. No song leader should ever try to pump you up. You should be already pumped up. Oh, Lord, let me move on by the grace of God. Revelations 5:12. You love God? I'm talking about the enemy, and I hadn't even gotten off the first. Amen. Help me, Lord. Help me, because I want to get into a place where we can really see that this thing that God is doing, it's just awesome. Because everybody's looking for God all out here. And God is hidden himself in the individuals. And he's working and he's building them. He's sending them through trials and tests. Come on, somebody. Somebody said, well, let me tell you what, those army, was it Navy SEALs? Yeah, Navy SEALs. You got to know what you're joining when you go in the Navy and you want to be a Navy SEAL. You first class, right? You just don't go through the regular training. Hello. You go through vigorous training. You know, one of the things they must know, that you have control in your mind. Hello? And how do they test that? Through suffering. They put you through some suffering to see whether you would break under pressure. Hallelujah. And you got to realize God is the same way. He sends you through suffering to see whether you'll stand or break. Oh, you say, oh, well, that's not true. Yes, it is. Fiery trials. Think it not strange when you go on the fiery trials, knowing that the trying of your faith is more precious than gold. But I don't want to suffer. You'll never make heaven without suffering. Paul said, I just don't want to know him in the power of his resurrection, but I want to know him in his suffering. And no Christian don't want to suffer. Oh, Lord, have mercy. What's going on with me? You don't look like I'm cursed. You ain't cursed. You blessed. Amen. When you feel cursed, that's the devil. Because the Bible said you cannot be cursed when God has blessed you. Don't accept that lie from the devil. I'm cursed. Even the devil can't curse you. Not no voodoo, not witchcraft, no nothing. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I don't care if they get a doll baby to look just like you and put 1,000 pins in it. It cannot affect you. Why? Because you're covered by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know why I said that, but there it is. Amen. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And they sung a new song saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us unto God by the blood of our, out of every kindred tongue and people and nation. Say with a loud voice, hallelujah. Y'all know how y'all coming for him? Amen. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Now, he received all of that. Now, what did he do with it? You think he's got it all stacked up in heaven? Absolutely not. The Bible said that when Jesus raised from the dead, went up into heaven and descended, he came back and he said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. And then he goes on to say, you shall receive power after which the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Right? So here we are by the grace of God, amen, into a place that you and I can receive everything that God has. Let me put it this way. This might sound a little weird. But if I had the ability to step into anyone in here, you'd know how to sing. Come on, somebody. You wouldn't have to go through the lessons because I already done went through whatever I had done gone through. Right? You'd they look at you and say, oh, my God, man, you got the voice of Brother Brooks. Amen, because they don't realize that Brother Brooks is on the inside doing the singing. Come on. That is the way it is with Christ. If Christ could just only step into you, your whole life and demeanor would change. That's why Paul said, it's not I that live, but Christ that lives in me. Is that right? Paul's life was so great, and everybody saw Paul, and some of them went to worship him as though he was Jesus himself. Did y'all know that? That's in the scripture. Paul said, you look at me as if I was Jesus Christ himself. He said, you would have even plucked your eyes out from me. That's how much Christ was in Paul. Why? Because Paul was dead. All Paul was a shell. All Paul was a hug. And that's what God is looking for. You know why, amen, so many people, you and I and all of us are struggling so hard, amen, to move completely out of the way? Because we live under the inspiration of people's rights. And if you're not careful, that anointing will anoint you. And even when it comes to the word, you feel like you've got a right to disagree. And you do. But there is a penalty behind that. Right? I was thinking about dominating females this morning, and I thought about it. I said, you know, I always thought about women. But don't you know that the church is the same? The church is likened to a dominating female. So this church represents male and female within the church. And every man that refused the word of God, you become a dominating female. Come on. In the eyes of God, you become a dominating female because you come to a place where you're trying to tell God what he ought to do. Hey, come on, somebody. Oh, this ain't shouting John's message. But if you can catch what I'm trying to say, amen, you'll understand by the grace of God, male and female must submit to the word of God. Hallelujah. You know what you're doing? He's knocking at your heart door right now. And he said, receive my character. You said, I have need of nothing. I got everything I need. Hallelujah. Hello. I got the message. I got a good preacher. Come on, somebody. Oh, I got this and I got it. I don't need character. You better have God's character or you won't make heaven. Hallelujah. Y'all understand me? Now, I know I'm going slow, and seem like I'm going slower than I want to. But by the grace of God, I'm trying to get something over. I said, Lord, have your perfect way. The Bible says no weapon formed against me will prosper. And the Bible also tells us, amen, that weapons of our warfare is not carnal. Now, my point is this. If you know what a weapon is? It's something that you use to defend yourself. Right? It could be anything. A slingshot. Right? A weapon. Something that you use is to defend yourself. Now, if it's not carnal, that means, amen, if somebody would upset me and I smack them, that's not the weapon God wants me to use. Right? Hallelujah. So therefore, I must find out what weapon God wants me to use. I'm going to tell you, the greatest weapon God ever gave you was his word. Amen. And the greatest anointing that God ever gave the church was divine love. Is that right? Because divine love conquers all things. But that same divine love passes all understanding. Now, let me move on by the grace of God. Because now I'm finna come down to you what your nature is. What kind of nature you got living in you? Oh, I got the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost got me. Hallelujah. Now I want to see what kind of nature. I want you to examine yourself right now and say, Lord, show me what kind of nature I have in me. Is this nature that I got in me, is it scriptural? Can it line up to the scripture with the kind of nature you want us to have? Let me put it this way. Remember in the time of Noah? Noah, amen, was the age of justification. And Noah, amen, set the raven or the crow, however you want to say it, and he set out the dove. Right? He sent out the crow and the dove. Amen. And the crow never came back. Why? Because the crow found all the dead things of the world. And that crow was really enjoying himself. Hallelujah. He had a real smorgasbord. Hallelujah. He enjoyed himself. He didn't have to come back to the ark. Hallelujah. But that dove couldn't find no place to rest its feet. Is that right? So it comes back, amen, to the ark. And I believe Noah sends it out in, like, say, 7 days or whatever. And he comes back, and he brings the olive leaf with him. The dove leaves, and it never returns. It didn't come back on the days of justification. It never came back on the days of sanctification. But now this dove is coming back. All of a sudden, John is at the river of Jordan. And Jesus, who represented the earth and heaven, is now being baptized. And the Bible said that John saw the Holy Spirit descending like a dove. See, the dove can't land on something that's unclean. Hallelujah. The dove can't set his feet in the side of your heart if your heart is still wicked. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. That's why, amen, the kingdom of God, the Bible says, is within you. But listen, it only can come after a fire baptism of the soul. Remember, Jesus had it. Because the Bible says, amen, the word of God came from heaven. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased to dwell in. Right? And so now, amen, he's come. And now the Holy Ghost is now settled on the inside of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. It is the only way the dove will ever lay his feet inside is that you've got to be the right kind of nature. Oh, come on, somebody. Listen, you say, well, I'm a lamb. Are you? A lamb forfeits everything. Well, I don't see where I can do that. Well, that proves that you're not a lamb. Hallelujah. There's so many things, I want to do. See, when you come to Christ, and I'm going to say it like this, you can be good yet evil. And I'm going to explain this to you. The tree of knowledge of good and evil? Think about it. It couldn't be part devil and part God. That good was a different good. Right? It had to be. Because God can't be mixed. Right? Amen. It's like a mustard seed is pure. Come on, somebody. So my point is this. Amen. When that knowledge of good and evil was the serpent himself. He told Eve knowledge that sounded good, but it was evil. Hello, somebody. It was evil. Jesus even said, can salt water and sweet water come out the same? Fountain? Absolutely not. It'll either be salt or sweet. Or bitter. You know what I mean? And then so you look at this thing and say, well, what do you mean? That rich young ruler was a good man. The Bible said Jesus even loved him. But he did not have the character of a lamb. Because Jesus said, my sheep heareth my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. And here this good shepherd, or this rich young ruler, comes up to Jesus and said, good master, he knew he was God. Because Jesus said, amen, why callest thou me good, knowing that God is the only one that's good? But Jesus put him to the test, like he does every one of you. Go sell all that you have. In other words, he said to you, surrender everything to me. Huh? Surrender everything to me. Surrender everything to me. And when you say, oh Lord, that's a hard saying. He doesn't care how religious you've been. He wants you to surrender everything to me, to him. Y'all hear what I'm saying? And when you surrender everything, then you can be a true follower. That rich young ruler wanted to follow him, but he couldn't surrender everything. Come on, somebody. I don't know whether you're getting it or not. Some of us have been 99% Christians for a long time. Some of us have been 80% Christians for a long time. But you're not a real Christian until you can surrender everything. Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. And maybe I am. And you're probably going to think I'm more crazy when I do this. When a woman gets married, there's a veil. And she puts that veil on her head. Y'all will never forget this message. She puts that veil over her head and she's saying unto her husband, I have no head. You are my head. I surrender all to you. Y'all women don't forgot that. I know some of y'all don't forgot that, but I'm here to remind you. Amen, because I'm saying to you as a church. Now, I just threw that one in. But I'm saying to you as a church, you said the same thing to God. You said, I'm Rebecca. When Rebecca saw Isaac, the first thing she did was cover her head. That was that veil. Covering her head was the veil that's saying, I am submissive to you, Isaac. Come on, somebody. And when Isaac comes and said, go into my tent, she said, hold up, I don't know you yet. No. She had heard so much about him, she knew she was already in love with him. Hello, somebody. And she automatically submitted. She allowed, when she put that veil over her head, she submitted to his intimacy. I hope somebody being blessed. Because I want you to understand by the grace of God, that's exactly what you promised God. You promised God when you came to him, you was going to surrender all. And some of us, you say, well, you've been struggling for all these years. When are you going to let go and let God? You say, well, I want my inner man. Your inner man can't grow until there's a real birth. How you something going to grow in you if there's not something living? It's got to be a birth in there for God to grow up into. Right? You say, I'm the seed. That's all right, but the seed got to be germatized. Right? And it's going, like I said, it's for the husbands as well. You promised God to be submissive. You promised God to follow him all the way. And so what? He's training you. Listen, we might give up on God, but God will never give up on us. Hello. I know this is different. I know it's different from yesterday. But I've got to work with your inner man because a lot of us don't have natures of lambs. A lamb forfeits everything. A lamb doesn't attack another lamb. A lamb doesn't fight. I've never seen lambs fight. Have you? I've never seen lambs fight. Never seen sheep fight. Now you get a goat, you got something different. Right? But I've never seen that. And let me put it this way, amen. When it comes to lambs, lambs forfeits everything. Don't you know lambs, that's the reason why they need a shepherd? Because they're so dumb they can't even sense danger. Hello, somebody. They're so dumb they need a shepherd to watch over them to protect them from the wolves. Now, there is no way you're going to be fussing and fighting outside of church in this building. Come in here and expect the Holy Ghost to just light upon you. Come on, somebody. You done already been fussing and arguing, and y'all come up in here like you know, everything is holy and right. There is no way. Unless you've already repented and got the wolf nature away from you and the lamb's nature back. Right? The lamb's nature is the only nature that the dove will light upon. You say, we need revival. Oh, my. Don't you know that a lot of churches are dead and sick? Amen. Because of this red little thing in the tongue. It's there. I know. I tell you what. You won't forget this one. You know the reason why I say that? Because this is the thing that kills churches. When you speak evil against your brother or your sister. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. It grieves the Holy Ghost so bad, your church will feel it. I got a quote here for you if you want it. But my point is, when are we going to stop it? You can't undo yesterday. And today is what God has given to you. And tomorrow you don't know what's coming. That's why the Bible said today is the day of salvation. I'm working with your inner man. Y'all, I don't know whether you're getting it or not. I'm talking about a rapture, people. I'm talking about making heaven. We can't sit here and think we got it all because we act like nuns. You know, it's a wonderful thing. You know, they wear, you know what that outfit that they wear, they call them habits. That means they practiced. They practiced it. They it's a habit. God ain't got you wearing a habit. It's a life that you're supposed to have. Oh Lord, help me, Jesus. In order for this to work. But I'm going to tell you like this, and I know how most Americans are. Somebody say something wrong to you, you got to say something back. But Lamb's nature knows how to keep his mouth shut. Oh, come on now, come on, come on. I got to say. Then when you get out on your knees, you find it difficult because you can't feel the presence of the Lord. Because you ran him away with your behavior. I'm trying to pinch your conscience. I'm trying to say something to you that you can see these little things are the things that spoil the vine. These little foxes that you think that you can just say what you want to say and do what you want to say and think what you want to think. You cannot do that and be a lamb. Y'all hear me? I'm telling you, a lot of times people think, well, they'll get over it. No, they will not get over it. Don't you know your words imprison people? You can either bless them or curse them. Hello? Y'all, I know it's different. I'm almost done. But I know this is different. God knows. But my point is this. What good is it for us to come in here and worship? Everybody worship something. Y'all hear what I'm saying? But you can only worship true God in true spirit and in true truth. Huh? You hear what I'm saying? That's the only way you can worship. So if you come in here not in true spirit, you're not worshiping God. Then what are you worshiping? Y'all hear what I'm saying? The only way that is accepted before God, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. And if you're not in the right spirit, you're not worshiping God. Amen. Then who are you worshiping? That's why we come in here not the right spirit. Not just here, but everywhere I go. I find out the church is just cool and all. You're not under the seventh seal worship when you find a starchy, stiff church. You're not under that worship. John was the type of the church, and John was so loud and radical, if I want to say it like that. He said, all heaven and earth heard me. Above the earth, beneath the earth, under the earth, everywhere. Heard I, John, saying, blessing and honor and all. Y'all know what I'm saying? So when you see, amen, people, don't get emotional. They say, well, I'm not emotional. Well, maybe you're not. But all I know is that wherever Jesus is, there's a lot of noise. Amen. A lot of noise. And I understand by the grace of God, we look at this thing and say, well, Brother Brooks, I just don't know whether I can just sit back and keep quiet. I find out sometimes the best thing to do is to keep your mouth shut and pray. When the nature of God is in you, the inner man. He said, well, praise God. How many times? I'm going to tell you, you know when you got patience is when you can get on the highway and still worship God. Huh? When I was coming here, amen, that every little demon, little devil, amen, tried to get next to me. Amen. You know you got something, amen, if you can keep that holy atmosphere. Y'all hear what I'm saying? And I'm saying by the grace of God, listen, when you come in, and I've seen it happen. I don't want to get too personal, but sometimes you find people and they come in and they're just making all kinds of, you know, complaints about this and complaints about that. You pray. Because the moment you in, I'm not talking about counseling. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying just join in and say, yeah, I heard about that. No, you know how that goes. And oh, the Holy Spirit says, fly right off. Because you've created a negative atmosphere. And in order for him to come back, you must recreate a positive atmosphere with the power of God in that atmosphere. Is that all right? Let me ask you something, and I'm going to close on this because it just seemed like I don't know what it is. But let me put it this way. When you talk about inner man, you got to realize by the grace of God that there's only one thing that you can do is surrender. If you can just say, Lord, help me surrender this morning. I'm not the kind of Christian that I want to be. And don't get me wrong, I struggle. You know, I'm saying, Lord, help me. I want to always have that lamb nature. I want to have that. I don't care what people say to me. I don't want to care what people do to me. I just don't care. I want to make heaven. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Oh, Brother Brooks, say that. No, I want to make heaven. Because at the end of the road, what the Lord showed me, and I think I told y'all about this dream, I'm not sure. But I had a dream. In this dream, amen, I went to three levels of hell. And in these dreams, I saw people, I saw things that I cannot even say from this pulpit that was just unbelievable. And I saw weary souls. I saw even young children. You know, I say children, I mean those who are young, but yet enough, old enough to know right from wrong. I saw all of that and the anguish that was in their faces. And I saw what happened here. I saw the Lord spoke to me. It was just whoever was speaking to me was talking to me and was saying to me, he says, listen, he said, the demons that rule the people on earth or make them think they rule are the demons that enslaves them in hell. And let me say it like this. There was no time out. There was no coffee break. There wasn't no lunch break. There was no, it was constant, 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 moving from one evil event to the next. It was just weariness, no rest. There was no, there is no rest in hell. It was just awful, 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 awful. And I was standing as I stood above the third level of whatever, wherever I was. This young individual looked up at me and the expression of, there's no way that I could even tell you what I saw. But my point is this, people of God, what is it worth? What would you give to miss that place? Is there anything that you would give to miss that place? I give everything I got to miss that place. And something spoke to me and says, you know, every soul in hell would love a second chance and come back to earth because earth is like heaven compared to hell. Hello? And to heaven, earth is hell. Y'all see what I'm saying? Amen. So you think you got it bad here? Miss it. And let's see what bad really is. Y'all hear what I'm saying? And then you say, what got to do with me? Character. There's not one soul that has the character of Christ that is in hell. There's another thing that God said to me in that dream. He said, there's a lot of people in hell because they fail to forgive. He said they did all the religious things, all righteous things. They did a lot of things. They paid their tithes. They came to church. They were faithful. But they did not. They refused because I was saying forgiveness, unforgiveness is a choice. You only don't forgive because you don't want to forgive. But if you say, listen, let me put it this way. I was hurt really bad in my life, and I asked God for 3 years to take it out of my heart. Because every time I said I forgive, I meant it. I thought I did. But somebody say something, and that thing would raise up and get in me every time. And I kept praying, God, because I don't like to feel funny around people. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I don't like to feel funny around people. And I would feel funny around people who liked the individual that I didn't like. Hello. That's unforgiveness. It's got to go. Right? You say, well, you'll never say I don't like them, but what is that feeling then? See what I'm saying? What is that feeling? And so when I sought God and I cried out to God, I suffered myself to be defrauded. I went to this individual. I blamed myself when I knew I wasn't wrong. Forgive me. And there was no confession on that end. And the devil say, see that, you know, what you did was no good. It was good. It was good for me. Hallelujah. Amen. They may remain in bondage, but I was free. And one day I woke up and it was all gone. I don't know how God did it, but it was all gone. All the malice, all the bitterness in my heart was all gone. And I am so free. Right now, I love that individual and I'll do anything I can for that individual. Y'all hear what I'm saying? That's God's character. And I'm going to tell you something. God does that to bring you to that place that when you are in bondage by some spirit or some devil, you come and says, God, I hate this. I might be doing it, but I hate it. And I want to be liberated. I want to be free of this. Hallelujah. I don't like my feelings. I don't like what it looks like. I want to be free. That is character. That's the kind of character that'll make heaven. Am I making sense? People of God, you will be offended. There is no way out of it. You're going to be offended as long as you're a human being. Sometime it'll be on purpose, and sometime it'll be by mistakes. But only the character of Christ can forgive. Earnestly forgive. And that's what God is calling for us to do. That's where I am in my life. I told you about this one time, and I'm closing. I don't know how to bring it no better. But I'll put it this way. I had a brother in my church right there in Iowa. He used to give me a hard time all the time. He was giving me such a hard time, I thought surely he was a devil. You ever thought anybody was a devil? Sure. They come to church and you still think they're devils. Hello? I'm just trying to tell you. So what happened is, amen, I prayed before God. You know, I prayed that God take him out of the church. He must have caught my prayer because he came to me one day and said, ain't nobody going to tell me where to go. I ain't going nowhere. I prayed before the Lord. I says, God, have mercy upon me. And God says, you got to love him. So I said, Lord, please give me grace to love this man. Y'all have no idea. This man kept me crying in my office. He would say some of the awfulest things to me that you would probably almost, you wouldn't believe, but that's true. He would do it always in secret, and then in public he would act like he loved me. So I prayed before the Lord, and I said, Lord, help me, Jesus, help me. And I just kept seeking God to put that love in my heart. And then all of a sudden, one day I realized I've got love. I don't want him to leave. I can put up with him. I don't want his soul to be lost. I can put up with him. I love him. And I started loving on him, you know. And the moment I started loving on him, he left. Then I cried about that. I said, God, I don't understand. All I'm trying to do is help the man. And he left the church. And he was gone for a while. And then all of a sudden, God put a burden on me. I just, every now and again, would text him and tell him how much I love him. Somebody going by his house, tell him, Brother Brooks, say hey, and he love you. And then an anointing came on me. And I said, church, I think this morning God wants us to pray for everybody that's left this church. I said, but we want the elect to return. Lo and behold, we prayed. And who was the first family to come? But I'm going to tell you something. I don't know what God did with that man while he wasn't there at the church. But I'm going to tell you something. That man has totally changed. He is definitely a totally changed man. I'm not the only one that's seeing it. The whole church says they can't believe how he's changed. He came and he repented. He said he was sorry. Hallelujah. Now, I'm telling you, you know what it was? Because love conquers all. Hello, somebody. That love of God, when you really love, it will conquer every situation you got. I've seen it. I've seen it. Hallelujah. And God, that brother, I mean, you know what? He wouldn't even come on Wednesday night. He comes on Wednesday nights. He come on Sunday mornings. He even camp out, him and his family, at the church so they can be there Sunday evening. He's happy. He even comes up to the altar for prayer. This was something this man never would do. But you see what it is? I had to conquer in order for him to conquer. And every test God gives you, you must conquer first in order to win the battle. Y'all hear what I'm saying? David had to conquer the lion. David had to conquer the bear in order to conquer Goliath. And you must, those are the tests. Every test get harder, more difficult, grander. Right? Amen, but it's your character. Right? God ain't going to give you a little 3-year boy to whip on. God's going to give you something that looks like it's bigger than you. Look like it's powerful than you. Hallelujah. Looks like you, like a mountain compared to you. And you might even look like a grasshopper. Hallelujah. Y'all hear what I'm saying? But you see, in the eyes of God, you've got to look at where God put you. And you say, well, what do you mean? Let me put it this way in closing. I am closing now. David, we talked about this yesterday. David was the eighth of the, from the seventh. Like the church age, the bride, she was the young, he was the young church. Amen? And God put Goliath in front of him. Right? Amen. And he literally took the thought of God and he became God's weapon. Hello? He became God's weapon, amen, to conquer Goliath. And that's what you become. You become God's weapon in order to conquer the devil. Y'all hear what I'm saying? There's not one of us should be running from Satan nowhere. None of us should be afraid of him. Why? Because we serve the only true living God. And he's not in heaven. He's in me. He's in you. And that is the attitude you must have. People look at me and say, well, Brother Brooks, let me put it this way. I always tell people, I said, you know, God promised me all my children. And they look at me like I'm crazy. But I ain't worried. And I'm not scared. You know? Because one thing I know, see, some of y'all might not know this, but every name, we didn't have that machine where you can go check out a baby and see what it was. God told us every one of our children's name and what sex they would be before they were born. God told me every one of them that would be saved. You know who? How many would be saved? All. I don't worry about it. Ooh, like I was telling the brother yesterday. Amen. Is it all right, Pastor? It's okay? Amen. I was telling the brother yesterday, amen, how this down in Jeffersonville, this one sister, her children had gone wayward, and all my children are wayward. You know, some of them just, you know, right there. But they all saved. They all will be raptured. or resurrected, however you want to look at it. Oh, see, y'all don't have to have faith with me, do you? No, you don't, because I got my own. Hallelujah! Amen. Listen, and here they said, well, bro, this lady gets us up. I praise God for all my children. They serving the Lord and, you know, faithful to God. And one day this sister in the church, she got tired of that. She come up to that sister after the service and said, wait a minute, I'm so tired of you lying. She said, I ain't lying. She said, it all depends on what you're looking at. Right? In other words, she wasn't the liar. The sister over here who accused her was the liar. God said, call those things that be not as though they were. First of all, right? Secondly, the Bible said, let all the words of God be true and every other man be a liar. Hallelujah. So the woman who was testifying, she was testifying of the truth. And the woman who was accusing, she was a liar. Y'all hear what I'm saying? But just as sure as that woman approached her, she didn't back down. She said the truth, she stood on it, and shortly after that, all her children came back to God. Hello, somebody. You know, the only difference between some of my children and church people is some of my children out there without the Holy Ghost, and some of y'all are in here without it. There ain't no difference. What's the difference? Can anybody tell me? What's the difference? You being here without it or out in the street without it? Same different. You without it. Am I making sense? So here I am by the grace of God. I'm standing on the promises of God. With that promise, with the promise of resurrection and salvation, you must realize by the grace of God that character, the inner man, Christ in you, all things are possible. Amen. Let's stand, because I can see some of y'all tired. Let's stand. I trust that you're understanding what's being said. But you know, I wonder how that is, because, you know, I can remember when I used to watch television. I can watch one program after another, never get tired. Y'all know what I'm talking about? And you come to church and God's speaking and it's like, oh my God, when is he going to last? You know, I'm going to tell you something. As you grow up, all of the jumping and shouting really don't mean much. Because I'm going to tell you something, I can't jump and shout like I used to. That's why I don't sing higher, higher no more. I'll be trying to catch all my breath trying to sing that song. I can't. Hallelujah. That's the truth. I can't jump and shout like I used to. But I'm maturing. And I know, amen, it may not be the outside, but the inside, something's happening. Right? So you must realize as you mature, the same anointing still comes. But now I do something different with the anointing. I harnessed it. I hold it in. Instead of letting it out, steaming it, I hold it in. I let it do the work it's supposed to do in me. Right? I let it just, you know what I'm saying? It just, you just, when you can hold it in, you start feeling it everywhere. And, you know, even in your soul, all of a sudden you feel so washed and clean. And you feel like you're glowing even though people can't see it. That's what I do. I just kind of pull it in. It's like a light bulb, right? The electricity is in there, and amen, you see it glowing, amen. That's how it happens on the inside of a real believer. And when you can see God working in you, you know, I don't know whether you can see what I'm talking about, but all I can say is this. I told your pastor the other day. I said, you know what? Every true believer knows the rapture is on. Every true believer knows that the world is in the fall. Every true believer knows because there's something happening in you and you've got no control over it. Changes your attitude. You don't even get upset like you used to. Things just don't matter like it used to. Something is happening and you're looking at heaven in a different way. You're thinking about, I think about the rapture every day. Every day. I think about one, this could be it. Lord, help me examine myself. Make sure I got it right. Every time I make a mistake, it just don't fly out the window. I make it right. Something's going on the inside, and all I know, I keep telling my church, I say, listen, I know I sound like I'm repeating myself, but I'm trying to tell you, it ain't your religion that's going to make it. It ain't your faithfulness to come to church that's going to make it. It's the life of Christ. It is the only token. That is the token. It's not some feeling of what, it is a life that God implants in you, and that's the only thing the death angel's going to pass. I said, Lord, help me, because I don't really know whether the people are just dead. I don't know what's happening. I don't know whether some people are going to ever be resurrected. I don't know whether they're going to be quickened. I don't know. What happened to the excitement and the joy? You know, even in teaching, we used to get so excited when somebody taught. Now, you know, all people want is drama. They do. They don't want drama. You know, I can swing and I can shout and I can jump up and down, but that ain't what you come here for. You come to hear the word. A lot of us wouldn't even sit under the ministry of Jesus. He sat right there and he said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. He didn't scream and holler like I'm doing. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Blessed are the peacemakers. You know, he was just there. And you say, oh my, that preacher, he wasn't dramatic enough. He didn't have it. He wasn't a Hollywood actor. And I ain't saying nothing wrong there, because you know how I am. If I had the energy, I'd be doing more than what I'm doing today. But that ain't what you come for. You come to hear it. Receive it. That's the only thing that's going to give you life. Let's bow. Father, we come as humble as we know how. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. And Lord, I know this message has been so simple, but I pray, Father, that the people of God will see that as I'm rather than aiming at their head this morning, I was aiming at their hearts. Lord, we all need changes done in our lives. We held on to so many things, Lord, and you know the things that we've held on to, and that's why we haven't had a complete experience with you like we should. You don't want 99.9%. You want 100% of us, Father. Sell all that you have, all of our thoughts, all of our desires, Lord. No matter what it is, we must all give it up in order to serve you. We must all leave it. We must all walk away, oh God. And you promised, Lord, to give us even more things and greater things than what we had before. Lord, you're not the kind of God that takes everything away and don't bless, Lord. Father God, I pray right now, as I think about your disciples, what they gave up on earth, but look what they've gained in heaven, Father. Oh, Lord, there is no comparison to the things that you promised to give us versus the things you ask us to give up. And I pray right now, Father God, the thing that we mostly need to give up this morning is our pride. Forgive us, Father God, for all of the pride and arrogance and whatever more that's in our hearts. I pray that you fully cleanse us, Father. May we become true love slaves for you. We ask these things in your precious name, Jesus Christ. You're so real in our lives. Oh God, I try to yield completely. I pray those who were supposed to hear had an ear to hear what you're saying to them this morning, Lord. We have gotten off the beaten path. Sometimes we form religion instead of living out of salvation. Help us right now, Lord God. Grant us the victory in our lives, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
What does the cross of Jesus mean? It's more than songs we sing. chains of slavery, so that we might live God and life away. Where the cross will always represent the love God has for me. When the of glory heaven sent, gave all on Calvary just for me. The chorus again. Where the cross will always represent the love God has for me. When the Lord of glory ever said, gave all on Calvary just for me. Oh, Jesus came and did it just for me, just for me, just for me. Let's just raise our hands here this morning. God sees your heart. He knows, amen, our needs. All of us need more God. We need more Jesus. And I know that God is more than able, amen, to supply all our needs. Lift up your voice in your heart and let us pray. Heavenly Father, God, we come before you, Lord. Lord, our nature is to be your nature. And Father, we need that. We need your grace. We need your mercy. We need your love, Lord. And Father God, I pray that you remember us, Father. Lord, you know the very intent of our hearts. And only you, God, can satisfy. God, Father God, have mercy upon us. Give us our strength, Lord. Take away everything that's not like you, Lord. Lord, we just want to rededicate our lives to you again this morning. Lord, we have not been the kind of Christian that we should be, Father. At times we've said things that we shouldn't say, and things that we listen to that we shouldn't listen to, and places we've gone where we shouldn't have gone, and Lord, ways we've acted when we shouldn't have acted. Father, we want that lamb's nature, Lord, that the dove can abode with us, Father. It's been a while since I've felt a move of God in my life. Lord, it's been a while since I've seen you do a great thing. Oh, help us here this morning, Lord, as we repent before you, Lord. We pray right now, Father, that you break the yokes of the enemy, Lord. We pray, Father God, that release, oh God, your people and set them free. Oh, help us here tonight or this morning, Lord. You're the great shepherd, Lord. You're the great Holy Spirit. And we thank you right now as we commit our lives to you. We thank you for being so real to us. Grant it, Lord. Let us rejoice in victory. Lord, because I realize that you have heard our prayer and we are now set free from the bondage, Lord, from all bondage, grant it right now. In Jesus Christ's name, we thank you, Father God. Amen, amen, amen. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad, oh, Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad, oh, Jesus set me free. Singing glory, oh, Jesus. Oh, I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm shouting the victory. I'm on my way. Oh, I'm shouting the victory. Hallelujah, I'm on my way. Oh, and I'm shouting the victory, singing glory. Oh, that old devil had me bound, oh, but Jesus. Oh, that old devil had me bound, oh, but Jesus. Hallelujah, that devil. Oh, but Jesus set me free. I'm singing glory. Oh, Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I'm so glad.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I'm
so glad, oh, that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Well, I'm on my way to heaven. I'm shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Amen.
Thank the Lord for the word this morning. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Good to be a child of the King. I'm sure that most of you who are spiritual have understood. You felt the atmosphere die down a little bit. Maybe things got a little more quiet, those type of things. And, you know, I say this with all sincerity, is that church, what that means, when it's preached first love, when it's preached a full yielding to God, and you find yourself getting more quiet. And you find yourself, and here's what I'm saying, I'm not trying to tear you down, but this is what I want to tell you, is that you're literally finding the thing that you're longing for, but you're not there yet. And you know that you're not satisfied with where you're at with God. And I don't say this, like I said, this is not to tear down, but be happy, church. Be happy because you're not there.
Amen.
Don't you understand that the very depth of your heart that's crying out and says that you're not there is an identification that it is yours? Because remember, if God put the deep inside, there's a deep to respond to that. Hallelujah! Don't you see it, church, that when the Scripture talked about Israel, it said they had an incurable wound? Oh, church, don't you see what this looks like? We would just like to say right now, God, put me right back at Ephesus. With the glory of Ephesus. With the power of Ephesus. With the relationship of Ephesus. And we stand here and we hear a word like that and we're tore down to nothing. But don't you see it, church, that only God can restore that word to you? But the very proof that the word come from the servant of God, but it shows you that it's for you. This is me. Church, that tore me up. That showed me that I'm not where I want to be. And I knew I'm not where I want to be. But I love it when God comes and tells me that. He ain't going to sit there and just leave you there and make you feel like you're dying. Or as far as God don't want to see His children defeated. You just heard us two sermons over today and yesterday that talked about that you are the very righteousness of God. Wait, I'm the righteousness of God, but I'm not where I want to be? Well, like I said, why are you not where you want to be? Thoughts. Thoughts. I'm right where I want to be. I'm in the message of the hour. I'm hearing the word of God that shows me who I am. And the word of God, do you understand, church, that you have just been declared, not by Brother Brooks, but by the Holy Ghost within Brother Brooks, revealing the word of God to you, amen, that you've already arrived. On, and it's been locked in the Bible, sitting there for 2,000 years, and we sit here and say, oh God, if I could only be a better Christian. You've arrived! Church, don't worry. Even if we leave this service right here and you say, boy, I still ain't where I want to be. Oh, maybe God will open it up to me. Don't worry. He's proven that you're in the palm of His hands today. Amen. He said He would not let one fall away. You're sealed. You're sealed and you don't know if you're sealed. You got a promise. You don't even know you got a promise. And everything's opened up right to you. You see, thank God that something inside of you still cries out for more God. Thank God that God, what? That He cares so much about you that He come and show you who you are. And we let our emotions die, and it just shows you have a confusion of what you are. I'm not going to take this all day because I will. I can and I will. But church, don't you love your Maker? Don't you love what God has given you? We have to look at this message, not through. You have to see what the Word is trying to say to you. What He's trying to place with you. And what? And you've heard it's all coming right here. Amen. Oh, I know we say, oh God, we just prayed, oh God, I'm repenting. What are you repenting for? You're repenting because you've allowed the flesh to override all the things God's already established in you. I'm pretty happy again. How about you? Why? Because it's already gone. You repented. It's gone. You're free. See, I'm looking out right now and I'm seeing people, some people like, and maybe because you're tired. I don't know. But you know what? If you're that way, because you still feel like you're condemned and you repented back when Brother Brooks prayed, why? Why? Because you see, the problem is you're remembering something that God already just took away. When right now you should just be as happy as you were last night, this morning when the word began. Why? Because God, He is what? Ever living, making intercession for you. How do you like being the bride's revival? I just love it. I'm not going to hold you, but I'll tell you. tell you, church, we're blessed. We're so. It's nice to be in the book. And the book's in me. The book's in you. Praise God. We're just going to sing a song by the grace of God. Sing a song or so. And then we'll just allow you to go your way. And let's rejoice today. Let's be happy with one another. Be joyful of the fellowship that we have. Because this is such a privilege. We're caught in a time dispensation. We're getting ready to take this to an eternal. Or like Brother Branham said, he said, I'm going to spend 1,000 years with you and you and you and you. Praise God. I'll spend 1,000 years with you guys too. I pray you're looking forward to spending it with me. Praise God. Let's sing that song. I will bless you, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I'll bless thee, O Lord. And I will bless thee, O Lord. I'll bless thee, O Lord, with the heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. And I will bless thee, O Lord. Lord, hallelujah. Bless thee, O Lord. With my hands lifted up. Oh, I love you, Lord. And a mouth filled with praise. With the heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, oh Lord. With my hands lifted up. With my hands lifted up. I love you, Lord. And a mouth filled with praise. With the heart. Let's just sing one more song as we're dismissed by the grace of God. Let's sing that song, O God, let us be a generation that seeks. Amen. We bow our hearts.
We bow our hearts. We bend our knees. O Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. Oh Lord, we cast out our idols. Lord, give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. And give us clean hands. Lord, give us pure hearts. Souls to another, and God, let us be a generation that seeks your face, oh God. And God, let us be a generation that seeks your face, oh God of Jacob. We bow our hearts.
We bow our hearts. We bend our knees. Oh, Spirit, come make us whole.
Hallelujah.
We turn our eyes from evil things.
Your heart.
Dismissed, church.